you know, we are deeply concerned about this because, you know, this is something that is happening in one way or the other to African people in this country, whether it's the police shooting us or whether it's just average, white people shooting Africans. This has been, you know, the status quo, you know, on a long continuum. This is not something new. And, you know, we've been victimized ever since our captivity, you know, and this is just what we understand a continuation. And then, and the other thing is that we know that we can't just have knee-jerk reactions over and over to these situations. The answer to this problem is for the African community to be organized and to come together, you know, and to build our own self-determination so that we can stop this from happening. Because today it's this, tomorrow it's another African man, young African, shot down in the street. And it is understood, you know, in this country that black lives are meaningless. You know, that in one way or the other, we continue to just die. And whether it's, you know, racial crime or whatever, the consequence is that we have been laid waste in this country. We have been treated like an enemy population from the inception. And we are targeted and killed, you know, as such. So that the question has to be, you know, that African people, you know, rely on ourselves, that we have to have self-determination, that we have to have self-reliance to be able to even impact on, you know, and community control. We have to be able to control our communities and our lives so that these kind of things don't happen to us. Other than that, you know, we just keep having these knee-jerk reactions. We march, we demonstrate, we do all of this, but we have to achieve power and control over our own lives.
What do you think that would look like? How would that happen? How would it go about where the African community joins together, and what would the outcome look like?
Well, it would look like, you know, our taking control over our schools, our communities, our police department, whoever polices in our community. You know, we have control about, you know, around that. We have institutions. We have economic development. We have some kind of power over our lives. That's what it would look like. Just like in every place where people are self-determinant, that's what you see. You see prosperity. You see achievement. You see them looking after their interests. And that's what it would look like, you know, in our community. It won't be any different. It's just that we have lost our self-determination ever since, you know, we've been captured and dispersed around the world. And we exist at the behest of, at the pleasure of just about everybody but ourselves. And, you know, it's easy, you know, to kill an African because this country's got a history of killing Africans. It's easy to do that. You know, people don't expect to do time. People don't expect to get penalized. The police get exonerated. And so, you know, what we see happening every time that the situation gets hard in this country, when the economic situation is as such, we see white people going out and just murdering, you know, Africans because we are the culprit. We are the reason. Too much welfare, too much this. And we become victimized again and again and again. And this is interesting that this is happening in Charleston, in a church where Denmark Vesey, you know, led the first kind of certain kind of rebellion, you know, a slave rebellion in the basement of that church. This is the day after. This is the day after, historically, that this is happening. So this is not happenstance. This is, you know, yesterday was the anniversary of Denmark Vesey's revolt. And here it is, and, you know, this is happening. So, you know, it just says to us that we have to regain self-determination and control and power over our own lives. We haven't had that for some 500-600 years. And it's time. We have to do that. We have to look after the business of and the well-being of African people. We have to come together and organize. We have built the world for everybody else, and it's time for us now. You know, our community is hemorrhaging. It is bleeding profusely. We have been victimized. We've been treated as an enemy population. We've been laid to waste. Our young people can't see a future. We have to regain self-determination, self-reliance. This is the, you know, a right that everybody needs to have. And us having it is not a statement against anybody else. It's just that it's about time for Africans to have self-determination and, you know, and self-reliance.